a great deal of sympathy in her state. And during the presidential campaign, she blamed Trump for these guys' behavior, which now two out of the four of them have been found not to be criminal at all. This is a major collapse and loss for the Department of Justice.
I think the Biden DOJ is a little jealous about all the hate that the CDC's been getting for being wrong about everything. So they're like, no. The Biden DOJ, we're the worst three-letter agency. Just wait. The CIA will do something dumbass next week. Don't worry.
Have fun down in Palm Beach. I'll be up here in Nashville. We'll both be with you come Monday to make sanity.
And they do have gluten-free at Zaxby's, Clay. Or Zaxby's.
Yeah. Next time you're in Nashville, we will go to Zaxby's, and you will taste the incredible Zax sauce and the chicken tenders. Thanks for hanging with us all week.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
You run a small business, but who's running your HR? Do you have an HR manager? When's the last time you had an HR audit? Do your employees take workplace safety training? My last question to you is this: what are you waiting for? One complaint against your company can turn your world upside down. I'm Alan Jones, and I created Bambi specifically for small business. All so you can put your HR on autopilot. With Bambi's HR autopilot, you'll automate the most important HR practices, like HR policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. And you'll get a dedicated HR manager not for $80,000 a year, but yes, for $99 a month. We're here to help you navigate the most complex parts of your HR, available by phone, email, and real-time chat. And here's what I'm the most proud of. Bambi customers are 4 times less likely to have a claim filed against them, which is why Bambi has received thousands of 5-star reviews. You run your business. Let Bambi run your HR.
Go to Bambi.com/America today for your free HR audit. Spelled Bambi.com/America. Bambi.com/America.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell, more lawyer.
Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. White House holding a huge South Lawn celebration for soon-to-be Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
A day after the historic vote confirming the first black woman to the Supreme Court, the president hosted hundreds of people to applaud Judge Jackson.
We're going to look back and see this as a moment of real change in American history.
Jackson, who thanked God, her family, and a long list of friends, promised to follow in the footsteps of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer.
To rule independently, without fear or favor.
Noting the historic nature of her confirmation, Jackson said this is a moment in which all Americans can take great pride. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two of the four men acquitted in a conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Jury's verdicts against Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta read in federal court in Grand Rapids. The jury could not agree on verdicts against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. Also at townhall.com, officials in the Chinese city of Jilin say they brought the COVID outbreak under control, while Shanghai reports a daily record of 21,000 cases.
Jilin City has been under a strict stay-at-home lockdown for 33 days. However, there's been no indication when people there will be allowed to move around the city again. As Shanghai struggles to feed its population, it's recorded another record high number of daily official cases. The Shanghai Health Commission said of 130,000 infections in the current outbreak, only one person is in a severe condition.
That was BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. SpaceX launching three very rich businessmen and their astronaut escort to the International Space Station for a week. Each man paid $55 million. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, why complain? It's Friday. You know it's going to be busy. Just expect it. Look for some right shoulder activity there on the Beltway 215. It's there on the right shoulder, southbound before you get to Pebble. Look out for that. Also, lane restrictions downtown continue on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern as that bridge reconstruction project continues until the end of the year. And you're slow on that transition ramp, too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the 515 eastbound.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. So excited to be with you. We got a big program scheduled. One of the things we do on this show, regardless of what's going on around the world or going on in our own backyard, we try to celebrate the best day of the week. Here we go, folks. Buckle up.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It is the day that we celebrate. And no better way to celebrate than with Sam Peters, the candidate for Congress in CD4, who joins us. And I tell you what, if the last week has been any indication of what you're up to, I got to tell you, nobody's going to outwork you. It began Saturday with that great campaign event at your campaign office on North Martin Luther King Boulevard, and it's just continued on. You are a workaholic, my friend.
Well, to a fault, perhaps. But hey, you, Kevin, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to celebrate with you and to open your show and celebrate Friday. It's extra special. So, and we've been working hard. We've been doing as much as we can do to get the word out that there's options this election cycle for what we currently have, or for somebody that will stand up to fight for America and our conservative values. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to make sure that people are aware. Thank you, sir, for coming out and stopping by the campaign office grand opening. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal event. We had, we started at 9 in the morning. We had a prayer blessing over the office from our friend Pastor Daryl Porter. We kind of went into a ceremonial ribbon cutting, had a great time with that. And then just all day until, we advertised 9 to 3. We were going to be here welcoming people, inviting people in to do some voter training, get people signed up on a couple of petitions, which we'll talk about in a minute. And again, 9 to 3, we were going to be here. I was literally here until 4 o'clock.
Were you really?
People, it was incredible. Just the outpouring of support for what we're doing and the people visiting the office. It was all day long, just a steady stream of people, and it was phenomenal. So for everybody that showed up, thank you so much for the support and coming out. If you didn't get a chance to come out, to your listeners, if they didn't get a chance to come out, they're certainly welcome to stop by. We're here, except for this week it's a little bit different because Clark County Fair is going on, and I'll talk about that as well. But we're usually here between, 9 and 4, 9 and 5 every day, making calls, doing voter outreach, training volunteers, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm curious, what are you doing at the fair?
Yeah, so we've got a booth, the Clark County Fair and Rodeo, for those who have not heard or not been out there. It's out in Logandale, about halfway to Mesquite, hang a right, a couple miles down the road. It's right there. It's crowded. It started Wednesday. This is the first fair in a couple of years that hasn't been under, pretty heavy restrictions. So the Clark County Fair and Rodeo is happening. We were out there Wednesday night. We've got a booth out there. There's other folks out there, other candidates. There's agricultural stuff, obviously. There's the rides for the kids. There's games. There's lots of food. It's just a good time, people. There's a big stage with music and festivities. But we're out there talking to voters. It's part of Congressional District 4. I was out there Wednesday with my folks. My folks were out there yesterday. They're out there now, and I'm on my way out after this interview. And you know, lots of people from my district are gathering there, and we're reaching out to as many as we possibly can. So
and by the way, just to show you how big a district CD4 is, you're doing town halls in Lincoln County. You're doing all kinds of stuff outside of the metro area here.
Yeah, we are. We spend a lot of time in Clark County, and as you mentioned, my office location is here on 3925 North Martin Luther King Boulevard. We spend the overarching majority of our time here in Clark County because this is where the most of the people are. But the folks in the rural counties, they want representation too, and we know that. We want to make sure that their voices are heard. We want to know what's on their mind and what's important to them. So, you know, we've been up to Nye County a number of times. I've been up to Esmeralda and Mineral County and Lyon County, which are in my district as well, over on the west side of the state. And now we're, you know, next in the next week or so, we're going to be doing a town hall in Lincoln County, and we're going to go back up the following week. We've had one of my friends up there has invited his entire family, and he's a very big family, over to his house for us to have dinner with and talk some politics with him as well. So we're trying to be as many places as we can, not roll the wheels off my truck, but we're doing what we can.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people believe that in order to win CD4, you're going to have to be able to have voter outreach for the Hispanic community, that you just can't win without them. And I'm curious what you're doing for Hispanic outreach.
Yeah, so 28% of our voting populace identifies as Hispanic. So it is, you know, a little over a quarter of the vote is Hispanic. If they come out to vote, so we're reaching out to them to make sure that they do come out and vote. I have a couple of folks who have that are volunteers and one specifically that's paid staff to be on to reach out to the Hispanic vote. And we are actually having an outreach event. One of our Hispanic volunteers has volunteered to do this and kind of honcho it and get people together. And it's going to be April 19th. At Sambalata Cafe in Boca Park at 6 p.m. We'll have a social media page or event up here shortly regarding that. A lot of this stuff is happening real time, so as I talk about it, it may not be posted yet, but it's happening for sure. April 19th, 6 o'clock at Sambalata Coffee Bar in Boca Park, we'll have a gathering of Hispanic leaders to come out and talk about, you know, what's on the minds of the Hispanic voters, and let them know that, look, I want to represent Nevada 4, and that includes everybody in Nevada 4.
And what I like is you're going to groups that are not just conservative groups. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet, you're going to be doing that coming up on April 23rd. What do you know about that organization?
Yes, so Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is a great conservative, you know, conservationist type organization. I'm endorsed by rocker Ted Nugent, who a huge hunter, Second Amendment guy. He has an organization called Hunt the Vote, and you know, in his organization, his efforts, he identifies that one of the groups of conservative people in America that don't vote are hunters. They're conservative by nature. They're Second Amendment by nature. And they're, you know, they like nature and conserving the hunting sport, and you know, they a lot of times they don't vote. So I'm actually a life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I'm a hunter as well. I grew up hunting. I've hunted here in Nevada. I very much enjoy it. And you know, we're going to their annual banquet on the 23rd. It's going to be a great time. Interestingly enough, I went to their banquet up in Nye County a few months ago, and they give away somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 guns at their banquet. It's incredible. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience to go to this. So I'm happy we're gonna have a bunch of folks there with us, and it's gonna be a good time.
You know, one of the things I like is that you actually go into people's homes, not organized mm-hmm. events, but actually go in and do home events in people's private homes.
I do, and it's a lot of fun. You know, a lot of the supporters, and I got to tip my hat to the folks who have opened their homes to us, and there's been many of them last cycle and this cycle for sure. I did a home event probably a month and a half ago, and the beautiful home that we were in, and there was probably 50 people in this house that were just there because they're concerned about what's going on in their state, in their country, and they want to make a difference. They want to be involved, and they just want some answers to, and they want somebody, they want to know that somebody has their best interests at heart, and I do, and it, you know, I've got a couple of them coming up. These are private events. These are, you know, people that open their homes and invite their neighborhood friends and their neighborhood, you know, their neighbors, and try and get them in to see what's going on, and you know, get them, make sure that they get out to vote on June 14th and vote for Sam Peters, because he's you know, I'm doing what I can do for our conservative movement. So we do a lot of these. We're welcome to do it. If any of your listeners want to host, they can certainly go to my website and send me a note. SamPetersForCongress.com. Let me know that you want to do one, and we'll have one of my team members reach out and set it up. And it's all of these are done to the liking of the homeowner. We don't push anything. We ask that they invite their people. They can host how they want to host, and we just show up and we just talk and you know, answer questions and you know, listen and make sure that their voices are heard.
One of the questions that you'll be getting relative to policy, and that is Title 42. May 23rd is going to be a big day. That's when the spike begins, where everybody in government's talking about it. The folks that deal with this on a regular basis, they're talking about it. Title 42, the removal, the Biden administration doing this, and are they doing this intentionally, or do they just not know better what's going to happen?
I have no doubt in my mind, Kevin, that they are doing this absolutely intentionally. It's deliberate. When you have the numbers of people that are coming across the border illegally, everybody knows it, and it's not just the people. A lot of times we focus solely on the immigration issues and the legal immigrants that are coming across, and where are they going to go, and they're being released into the neighborhoods, and are they terrorists, and are they, you know, who are they representing, and all of these things, and that's a big, obviously the big piece of it. But there's a big piece of it that's the drugs that are coming across the border, the trafficking, the human trafficking that is occurring as well. We know that, you know, nearly 2 million people came across the border in the last fiscal year, and that number hasn't slowed down. In fact, it's probably going to be higher this year, even without this Title 42 policy removal. When you remove this policy, you know, when you have that information and you know that's happening, and then you make a policy change that when you make the policy change, you're aware that it's going to likely triple those numbers, and you make the policy change anyway, no question in my mind this is deliberate. This administration and the people who are allowing these policies to move forward, they're destroying the country, and they're doing it deliberately. And I'm not going to stand for it. As the next congressman for Nevada's 4th District, I'm going to stand up. We are going to, you know, there's the Constitution very clearly indicates that this is the responsibility of the executive and the legislative branch to make sure that we are not invaded. In fact, it's Article 4, Section 4, that says that, you know, the federal government, the executive branch and the legislative branch have to give every state a Republican form of government and protect them from invasion. And there is an invasion going on right now, no question. So I'm going to stand up to it, and I think very much so this administration is doing it deliberately.
You like what Texas is doing, what Governor Abbott is doing?
I love what Texas is doing. I love what Governor Abbott is doing, and I hope Arizona, I hope that all of the southern states can do the same thing. And the reality of it is also, this is also constitutional, and God bless Texas for doing what they're doing. Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says very clearly that, you know, it says no state shall, without consent of Congress, engage in war, comma, unless actually invaded. And this is happening. They are being invaded. And, you know, with the Constitution on their side, they are taking action that the federal government has failed and, in fact, is refusing to take, and they're protecting their communities. So I'm absolutely on board with what they're doing, and Governor Abbott's taking it a step further, and he's going to put them on buses and take them to D.C. outside the Capitol and outside the White House, and God bless him for doing that, because he needs to get Washington needs to be put on notice that enough's enough.
More coming up with Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. All that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue for a Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is a basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he asked me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Final segment with Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. And I must tell you, I've been very impressed at your list of endorsements, and it keeps growing.
It does. It does. And, you know, we were talking before we went to break there about, you know, this debacle that's going on at the southern border.